News during the break, though, from Adam Schefter. Sources telling him Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury is leaving the organization to pursue other opportunities. Kingsbury and Dan Quinn met today, agreed to mutually part ways. Real quick reaction just on that, and then we can get to the Chiefs angle of it. A year ago.
Not like Dan Quinn?
A year ago, Jaden Daniels was
the darling,
the quarterback coming up, and Cliff was going to become a head coach. And then this year, Jaden Daniels is hurt a bunch. The rest of the team gets hurt. It's not a good football team. And now he's leaving. Dan Quinn will enter next season on the hot seat. Cliff, where's he going?
Here?
Come on down to Kansas City. My only question, does he want to call plays? Because again, I don't think that's going to happen in Kansas City. So does that limit your pool? Otherwise, we know this is not an Andy Reid connection. This is a Patrick Mahomes connection, which is not the same as just going with the familiar circle if you're Andy Reid. This would at least be a little bit outside the box. But I don't know if Cliff wants to go somewhere where he can't call plays.
I think it's exactly the kind of outside organizational name I'm looking for. Plenty of connections, like you said. He knows Mahomes. They have a relationship. They have a good relationship. Patrick Mahomes talked about the level of relationship they've had multiple times while he's been in the NFL and the relationship they had while he was in college. So, like, he's comfortable and he understands it. He's also been a head coach, has been in multiple organizations, has worked with multiple quarterbacks now, and has seen a lot of things. My biggest issue with Nagy and Kafka and Bieniemy and all these names is they've been around Andy so long. That's 95% of their working life. Cliff has never worked with Andy. 0% of his working life has been with Andy Reid. Everything he's done has been working with and adjusting with other people. And yeah, just a year ago, he had Jaden Daniels humming. The question I have about this in particular is, why is it Cliff is leaving Jaden Daniels? That seems like a good gig to get you a head coaching job. Jaden Daniels is good again next year and you're getting a job. Unless, and this is like legitimately, if I was doing sports radio in Washington, and your buddy Grant does sports radio.
I'm literally texting right now,
I'm dead serious.
The conversation, I'm asking what's going on.
The conversation I would have around Jaden Daniels right now is, what if he's CJ Stroud? What if that rookie year was perfect circumstances, all lining up perfectly? Because CJ Stroud, before Jaden Daniels did it, had the best rookie season a quarterback had ever had. And Jaden Daniels had the best rookie season a quarterback has ever had. And then they both, in year two, now Jaden Daniels, partially because of injury, fell flat. Like, how do you get him back to that? People were about to put him in the top 10 of quarterbacks in the NFL. Yeah. Some probably did make him a top 10 quarterback after that year in their mind. And so I am curious, why is Cliff leaving? Does he not get along with Dan Quinn? Does he not like working with Jaden Daniels? Does he not think Jaden Daniels is as good as maybe some people did a year ago? Like, what part of him is thinking he wants to leave?
I'm with you. Yeah, and I have a text out to some people in D.C.
Or does he think Andy Reid's about to give him a job?
What they're thinking. But that's the other part, right? Here in Kansas City. One, and I'd be curious on the text line, 913-586-7965. How interested would you be in that move for the Chiefs to bring in Cliff? Perhaps he's not allowed to call plays, because again, I just don't see that happening.
I'd be really surprised.
And if it goes well, you and I think, Cody, that Andy Reid maybe has 3 years left. Who knows? Could it set Patrick Mahomes gets along? Like, could it just could
that 2 years could, from now I could be
could
the head
that
coach
set yourself up,
Patrick Mahomes?
I'm just saying that that is pure speculation, obviously, but it would make some sense, would it not? You keep Patrick Mahomes happy as well. He's a young offensive mind in this league. Now, he failed as a head coach his first time, right?
Yes.
He was in Arizona. Now, he had Kyler Murray. That was his guy, though, too. That was also his guy, and he failed with his guy.
The Commanders also fired their DC. And so, like, maybe they're just cleaning house a little bit. But I will say with Cliff is that, yes, that was his guy. And, you know, like, it's kind of your guy because they took him and, you know, it is what it is.
Well, it was for sure his guy because, remember, he took Josh Rosen was drafted. He comes in and they trade Josh Rosen and they draft
Kyler
Murray.
And they took Kyler Murray number one. And so the part about Cliff is because of what we talked about the head coaching cycle and the top two names being like defensive coordinators and people wanting offensive-minded guys, maybe he just thinks he can get the Tennessee job. Maybe he just thinks he can get the Jets job. Maybe he thinks he can get a head coaching job. He's going to get interviews. In this cycle, with these names, Cliff is definitely going to get some interviews, but he could have done that and stayed the OC of Washington, I guess is the point.
Yeah, I think so. Last year, he remember, I'd have to go pull up the
report. There was a job he turned down. Yeah, that's a good quarterback. He doesn't want to lose his job the next time.
Yeah, there were reports that he had opportunities. He turned down interviews a year ago. Things went so good with Jane Daniels. So everybody's like, oh, he'll have another good year and then he can go pick his job.
And
here we are and he's now out of a job. And I'm with you. He will get some head coaching interviews. Maybe he gets it. Otherwise, it would make a ton of sense if he's willing briefly, if he thinks there's a chance, almost like a, I don't want to say a succession plan, like actually written down in contract, but if you come to Kansas City, are you a couple years away from maybe being able to take over the reins?
If you're Cliff, and the reason you turned it down last year, and this happened with this was Ben Johnson, even though he didn't have a job. Every once in a while, when you're a hot enough name, you tell yourself, or even if you're just careful because you've been a head coach before, you're not in the like, I'll just take, like Matt Nagy would take any of the head coaching jobs he got offered. Any of them. I do believe that. He would take a single one that got offered to him. Jets, Browns, Titans, doesn't matter. Any job that they would offer him, Giants, he'd take it. I think for Cliff, from the sounds of it, and like part of like leaving behind Jaden Daniels, in my opinion, is because this sounded more like Cliff left. They fired the DC, but Cliff left. Is backing up Andy Reid is not the worst plan, man. If you think, like if you're Cliff and you sit down at night and you're like, I think Andy's got 2 years left. And if I go be the OC and the offense hums, they're going to interview me for that job. And Pat's my boy. And I was his coach in college, and I've been an NFL head coach before, and they're going to let me coach Patrick Mahomes in the NFL. It's not the worst plan. The calling of the plays would be the only thing, Gold, I wouldn't know. That's the part that I think Cliff has always called plays. Called him for Dan Quinn, so we'll see.
So I got a couple texts back. This is, again, this is just from people that cover the team in D.C.
Yeah.
We were just wondering, again, if you're just joining us, the news that Cliff Kingsbury is mutually agreed to part ways with the Commanders organization. And naturally, you wonder, okay, where is he going? Two people that cover the team in D.C. said Dan Quinn wants to run the ball more, wants more of a traditional NFL offense to develop their quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
Oh,
Cliff Kingsbury's scheme has flaws, not what Dan Quinn wants moving forward.
Yeah, Dan Quinn.
Now, here I will say, I don't have the numbers in front of me. You know, all year, what did we preach? Andy Reid's refusal to go under center. Do you know who went under center less?
Washington. Great. Perfect fit. Look, I know. I understand. But like, that might be why he likes Cliff. Look, he's not going to go under running center. Back, then.
If you're bringing Cliff Kingsbury in,
I kind of disagree with Dan Quinn. Like,
you better not draft Jeremiah Love.
The idea of I might have a generational quarterback in year three. No, let's slow it all down for him. Let's rein it all in and run the ball more and turn him into Jalen Hurts? Because that's what it sounds like. Sounds like Dan Quinn's plan is, can we just be the Philadelphia Eagles and turn him into Jalen Hurts? And you're like, nah, because you don't have Saquon Barkley and the ability to draft offensive linemen of Howie Roseman. You had Jaden Daniels, a guy who could sling it a year ago. Why wouldn't you want the ball in his hands and in the air? He's not limited in a lot of ways quarterbacks are. I just disagree with Dan Quinn's plan, I guess,
yeah.
If that's what the people covering him in D.C.
I do think scheme-wise, I mean, the same complaints we had here, I think there's probably the balance of, like, they probably should have gone under center more. Now, this year is such a weird year to judge Cliff off of because your starting quarterback was...
And they're behind in every game,
I mean,
so...
How many games did Jaden Daniels end up playing this year? I mean, they shut him down eventually at the end, so... Okay, Jaden Daniels played in 7 games. How am I judging my offensive coordinator, who also just the year before was great with Jaden Daniels?
And you got to remember, he missed a bunch of games, came back when the injury was still there, got hurt immediately. Like, he never had a chance to incorporate or work with that. But if, I'll be honest, I don't blame Cliff. If he's sitting in a meeting room and Dan Quinn's like, I want to be a power run team, and he's like, I've been running air raid this whole time.
No, I think that's exaggerated. I don't think, even with the text that I got, yeah. I don't think that person is saying that Dan Quinn wants to become a run-first football team. They just want to run more.
But think about, like, but then Cliff's the wrong OC anyway, and that's a bad fit. Because every part of Cliff Kingsbury's entire
it's air raid,
coaching
it's spread, it's,
career
yeah.
is throwing the football.
Yeah. Wouldn't he be bad for the Chiefs then too? Because we've been
to throw the football. I want him to run too, but I want him to throw.
I thought all year long
you need to run
the ball more, guys. Like I thought all
I want
year
better
that's what
running.
We preached.
No, so I don't care that they run the ball more. I care that they
run scheme.
When they run more under center. And
Kingsbury's not the guy.
And I want them to have successfully have a good running back. They have been so like in
but
the
there's truth to both of those things, yeah. Right? Like I'm kind of with Drew to a certain extent of they went under center, I believe, less than the Chiefs did last year. And so it's the scheme though. Like it's the run scheme. Yeah, the Chiefs never are, nor should they with Patrick Mahomes ever be, you know, running the ball more than passing or even a 60-40 split. I don't even want that.
Uh-huh. No.
But it's the scheme of it. Is, you know, are there things scheme-wise that can be better? The reason why Cliff is intriguing to me from an offensive coordinator perspective is the relationship that he has with Mahomes, and it's a new mind that has never been attached to Andy Reid before. That's why it's intriguing. That's
See,
all.
Like it's like the opposite. The reason why I would be fine with Cliff, and that part I definitely like, is Dan Quinn is saying, I got a young, maybe potential star quarterback, and I'm going to try to rein it all in and slow it all down and win every game 20-17. And if they brought in Cliff, it's like, no, I got a star quarterback. I'm going to let him throw. Like, we're going to throw the ball.
And again, I just don't think, whether it's Cliff or whoever they end up bringing in, and we're just speculating. Again, the news today, Cliff Kingsbury parting ways with the Commanders. The play calling aspect, while that's not everything an OC does, I get it. Right, we all just usually view it as who calls the plays. I understand during the week it's all game plan, it's all scheme. But on game days, and ultimately, you know, Andy Reid always says who gets the 51%, he does, or who has the 51%, he does. And so, if Andy Reid is still calling the plays, there is only so much I think that changes without Andy Reid also changing.
He must have just been miserable because Dan Quinn was obviously already implementing this in some way. Maybe they didn't run under the gun a lot, but they passed the fourth least amount in the NFL this year. Did Washington? Now, they had a backup quarterback.
Their starter was only played seven games.
But the fourth least amount. The only teams who threw it less were Seattle, Buffalo, and Baltimore.
Yeah.
Aren't we also like crazy about Aren't we fighting? Because I think it's weird. Like we're fighting all of what we've talked all season about that the Chiefs need. You're going the opposite of it with Cliff Kingsbury, where all year long, the way that they ran the football, well, you need to run under center more. You wouldn't get that with Cliff Kingsbury. You're going to throw the ball more. Well, all year long, we talked about how the wide receivers that they have can't get any separation. So if you throw the ball more and they can't get any separation,
but I'm planning on solving that with pick nine, pick 40. Thing.
Yeah, but there's
he can't fix personnel.
Yeah, but one guy, I don't. How much is one guy that's not the quarterback going to transition things happen?
I'm with this. What I said, like ultimately, unless Andy Reid adapts, it doesn't matter who they bring in as OC. I'm with you, but also, you still have your pick of an OC that you think is still a better fit. Like if OC didn't matter at all, if it was 0%, well then they just wouldn't even have one.
Well, no, of course.
Like, there is still a preference on who I want the OC to be. Otherwise, why else is everybody bitching and moaning about Matt Nagy all year?
I think the problem is that sometimes we simplify OC just down to being like, they're the person in charge of plays. Like if they don't play call, they must do nothing. No, they have to. They're in charge of quarterback development. They're in charge of wide receiver development. They are in charge of other things. And that goes back to like the issue with Nagy. Like if I asked you right now, in the time Matt Nagy has been back as the OC for the Chiefs, who has gotten better anywhere on the field? Wide receiver, running back, quarterback? And the answer is none, none, and none. And like that's part of where like Cliff, even if we're saying he doesn't run enough under center, that's not his only job. His job is development of wide receivers. His job is development of quarterback. His job is development of running backs. He's in charge of making
more
sure people understand
the position.
Team coach.
Like if we're talking,
I think they need a new wide receiver and running back coach.
More than the OC. If your guys can't get open and beat coverage, that's your development, particularly for one. Your wide receiver coach has to change.
100%.
And if they don't change it, then I know that Cliff Kingsbury is a great mind and all that other stuff.
Taylor.
But if they still have the same guy coaching the wide receivers, it doesn't matter who you have as the OC. How do you expect the guys to develop any differently because they got Arnell Tate, who's a different guy than they've ever drafted before from a size perspective? That also would be another thing is who's to say if they draft a wide receiver, it's not going to be Mekhi Lemon because that's who Andy likes and who they've liked.
Wait, is Mekhi Lemon like 5'9"?
He's 5'11". He's like right on 6 foot. He's Rashee Rice.
Yeah, I mean, like the point about the wide, I don't think anybody has changed their tune. I think we're all in agreement on they should have a new wide receiver coach. I also think Todd Pinkston should not be the running back coach. But again, and every little thing can add up to causing the offense to hopefully turn in the right direction. But there's limits to it still. I mean, whether we're talking about the OC, it matters who you hire 100%, but ultimately it's still Andy Reid. The wide receiver coach, it matters, but ultimately it's who your OC and your head coach is. Like, there's only so much. Like, Connor Embry should not have a job, in my opinion, moving forward. But also, let's not act like Connor Embry is the reason why the Chiefs' offense stunk.
There's a balance here.
There's a balance across the board.
Like, I just don't like, Drew, you're making it seem like, and this is, I think, a generalization that a lot of people make. What do you think an offensive coordinator does? You don't think they're partially responsible for development of quarterback, off a wide receiver, running back?
They are, but ultimately, you're looking at, for the development of one position, offensive line, defensive line, you're looking at...
What is the offensive coordinator's primary job?
I understand that, but we give a whole lot of credit to Dave Merritt more than we give to Spags, technically.
Spags gets plenty of credit.
In terms of development of those... We give Dave Merritt a whole lot more credit, where also it's deserved.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that if the DBs weren't developing at the rate, then we'd be saying the same thing about like Dave Merritt, where, you know,
that's fair.
I think Spags deserves credit as well for it, but you're talking position coach directly. I think with when you're like the OC oversees all of it, but the position coach is direct development. I'm working with these guys every single time they're in the building. We're in the meetings and everything. It's not an Aggie's floating.
Yeah, Connor Embry is in that meeting. I hear you. I think you're asking why is it different on defense and how it's perceived, at least, because yet again it goes back to the overarching theme of the conversation, which is the reason why positional coach on the defensive side gets more, I guess, praise or talk. One, it's been a better unit, but also Andy Reid's the head coach, and we all know it's his show, and he's an offensive minded head coach. If Steve Spagnuolo was the head coach, it'd be reversed. We would be giving the offensive coaches either more or less credit and because of that. Andy Reid's the offensive mind head coach, and so the credit that anybody on the offensive staff gets from a coaching perspective is always, fair or not, unfair probably, not going to get the praise, right? When it's bad, here we are. When things were great, Eric Bieniemy, genius. Things are bad if you're the OC sucks.
Yeah.
Andy Reid, the offense is going good. Andy Reid's a genius. Offenses suck. It's not, we all think it, and Andy Reid as well, but why do you think Matt Nagy this year, everybody like just cannot stand the guy? I think it still is unfair at times, and that's fine. He's not going to be back next year. We can all move on, but I think unfairly he gets blamed for a lot of what went wrong. This is Andy Reid's show.
But then does it, why would you guys want a Cliff Kingsbury hire so much more because he's outside the building so much more than who? But
like Nagy or Kafka?
Yeah. Because are we sure that, because Matt Nagy, by the sounds of it as well, it sounds like he might have actually wanted to run the ball. Maybe if he had his way, he might have ran the ball a little bit more, which obviously didn't happen. Which I think we were all asking for. So,
I think it would only be because he's not part of the family. The intrigue part doesn't mean it works. The intrigue, the reason why it's an intriguing name, it's somebody that has, up until 6 months ago, everybody thought was for sure going to become a head coach again. Also, he's got the Mahomes connection going back to college and the familiarity there, but he's not part of Andy Reid's tree. That's the, you're asking like, why am I intrigued by it?
It's an outside voice. And he's got the relationship.
It's those three things.
Yeah. They haven't had an outside voice in their offensive room. And like the biggest parts of their offensive room, as an offensive coordinator, is the second most important person.
Yeah.
Text to line, the offense in a decade.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's
why
I'm intrigued.
Like, I appreciate the text, but that's just wrong. So why do you guys keep saying it's Andy Reid's show? It's the offense has been bad since the Matt Nagy. Fact, the offense has been bad since he took over. If you're acting like that's the sole reason for it happening, I think that's inaccurate. Also, the one thing that we can agree on and disagree on opinions, and doesn't mean I'm right, doesn't mean you're right. The one thing that is just a fact, it is Andy Reid's show. Fact. If you're trying to convince me that offensively it is not Andy Reid's show, that's just factually inaccurate. It is absolutely his show. It just is. Like, we've all like watched this team and covered.
I'm not saying
Andy Reid's been here for over a decade.
It's the same way with
Andy Reid's team.
It's the same way with a defensive minded coach who's out there calling plays for the defense. It's the same thing, but from an opposite perspective.
Yeah, it's Spagnuolo's show on defense. It is Andy Reid's show on offense, no matter who position coaches.
Raheem Morris was calling plays, but Raheem Morris, it was his defense. He ran the show for the Falcons defense. You know,
I don't think same thing. I guess it's just like, I agree Matt Nagy shouldn't be here anymore because, as I said, nobody has gotten better in the entire time he's been the OC. No one's gotten better. No one's a better player than they were. That's a problem. And part of Matt Nagy's job is to, especially quarterback, even more than the other positions, make sure that they're comfortable and getting better. Okay, so fine. But like, to also pretend like Matt Nagy can single-handedly derail an offense completely designed by Andy Reid and run by Andy Reid, I just don't think is accurate.